This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, we got a lot to talk about this hour. White folks, y'all listening to the program, not as many of you are listening, apparently, because you're shrinking. Your population is shrinking. We're going to get into the data on this later in the hour. It's bad news for the white folks. We're going to talk a little bit about Biden's foreign policy blunders. This, man, you lefties out there, we are an embarrassment now with this Captain Blunder, Joey Biden. And we'll talk more about the Wu flu scam. In fact, let's begin with that because I got an email from a buddy of mine who said it was talking about Carnival Cruise. And we brought on a lady. Her name is Lori Ann, beautiful lady, and she's an event planner, among other things, an amazing operations person. So we're hopeful that she can help us get our act together. But she sent me a note. She says, Kevin, have you ever thought about us doing a cruise? And I said, yeah, we have, in fact. And I've always wondered how many people would want to go on a cruise with me and the team and, you know, and just have some fun. And so she said, well, why don't we plan one in 2023? And I thought, wow, you know, okay, let's think about it. And so I'm putting it out there to let you guys know we are planning a cruise in 2023. It'll probably be January, February time frame. And I want to do this because I owe a lot of you guys dinner. I promise when I'm in town, we're going to get together for dinner. And I'm in Dallas. I'm going to visit with Andy and Liz, my old regional manager. And I'm going to probably have to make that a bigger event because I have so many folks in Dallas that are like, Kevin, please, man, come by. I can't visit everybody, so we'll probably just meet at a mutual place because I usually stay with Kirby and Kelly, who are good friends of mine, like family. And then I've got another guys like my brother Willie. I got Mark and many others. It's just impossible. You know how it works. Yeah, of course, everybody feels slighted. Because, you know, why don't you stay with me? Why don't you come deal with me? You know, and Texas is big. Dallas is a big city. So it's to gallivant and move around from Flower Mound to Plano is a lot. So anyway, I'm going to try to visit. And if you want to put together some kind of an event, particularly fundraisers, let us know and we'll try to make that happen. You know, because I'm happy to try to get there and be a part of it. And I know you guys want to help out. But it just has to be worth our while. But when I am traveling, if I'm going on my own, I'll certainly put something together and we can try to share. But anyway, we were talking about putting this cruise together. And Lorian wants to plan for 2023. And I'm debating on who to bring that would be most interesting to you. As well as, you know, what type of cruise do you want it to be? Because I'd like to bring some of my comedian buddies and they would just perform. And you guys would have a few laughs, or we could bring some political friends and have panel discussions, things like that, that you might enjoy. So if you're game for that, send me a note to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I only want people seriously that would go, because, I mean, these things probably cost, you know, $1,500, a couple grand. And we would give you the details of where we go and all that. But if you do want to do something like that, I'd love to get a head count to know who might be interested. And, but when Lorian sent me this and said, let's do it in 2023, I said, well, why not 2022? We're in 2021 right now. Woman, do you know what? Can you look at a calendar? And then I thought, wow, we don't know what the climate's going to be in 2022, number one. And then the second part is we're swamped. And I don't want to put any more pressure on the team between now and 2022. But these cruises are still kind of going through some stuff. And I got this note about Carnival Cruise. And the positive cases, this is what this guy wrote to me. The positive cases affected 22, there were 26 crew members and one passenger on a ship. 27 people traveling on a Carnival cruise ship tested positive for COVID-19. One passenger and 26 crew members were among the positive cases, and this is according to CNN. The cruise line has implemented additional protocols aboard the voyage following the breakout. Now, keep in mind, cruising's already got a black eye, because that's kind of where all this started. Remember when Trump had to keep the crews that had all the Chinese folks off, quarantine them, and everybody said, he's xenophobe, he hates Chinese. I mean, it was insane. But anyway, so they did that. Well, now the cruising is back, and they tell you, oh, well, we've got all the protocols. It's now much safer. You can't get anything here. Well, they said 27 people tested positive for the Wu flu on board Carnival Vista, a cruise ship that was sailing from Galveston, Texas to Belize. This is according to the Belize Tourism Board press release. The positive cases included 26 members, pardon me, and one passenger on the ship, which was carrying more than 4,000 people. And here's what they said. All those infected were vaccinated. Most had very mild symptoms or no symptoms and were in isolation, it added. Sure they were. Everyone on the ship was notified of the positive test, according to the board. The guest who tested positive did not pose a threat, I love this part, to other guests, crew, or frontline workers in Belize, it added. Following the test, Carnival upgraded protocol above the ship, including increased mask wearing indoors, the use of N95 masks by the crew, that's the only thing that makes sense here, and closing of crew social areas. So in other words, all the vaccinated crew got the shot, and still tested positive, but they're going to close down the social areas and stuff to make sure that it's safe because, well, they're all going to get each other sick. I love this part. The health, safety, and well-being of our guests, crew, and the destinations we visit is our priority. Thus, our entire crew is infected. And when you show up, we're going to infect you. But it's okay because we've upgraded our protocols. I don't know what you would do. If I was on this cruise, you can't do any. No more shuffleboard? What? No more curling? They said all activities on the ship are taking place, and our guests have been terrific at adapting at the new protocols. They said it added that it was managing a small number of positive cases, but wouldn't say the exact number. This is amazing to me. And on so many levels, because life is going to have to return to normal here soon. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, Margay, then you have this, you know, raging Delta variant right now. There is this new variant that we're going to talk about in just a moment, the Mu variant, that seems like it's coming on the horizon, is now a variant of interest. I'm going to ask Dr. Azar to weigh in on that in a moment. You've got the end of unemployment benefits in certain states, some of them cutting them off earlier than others. You got this news out of CNBC saying 26 states ended federal unemployment benefits, but the data is suggesting it is not getting people back to work, right? There was this theory that the second they cut off extended unemployment benefits, folks would get back to work. Well, that's not what happened. And I'm wondering if there is a sense that this is also just a fear factor, because we are still in the throes of this thing.
That was an MSNBC host asking the New York Times, a member of the executive board, Mara Gay, her thoughts on why people aren't going back to work. They got to be scared, man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The biggest super spreaders, just for the record, and that's why we talked about Carnival Cruise, are people who got the vaccination. They think they're all good. Oh, look, I got the shot. They're pushing off. They're sloughing off this disease into the air, getting people sick. They themselves are getting sick. They don't want to admit it. They're the biggest rise in Wu flu cases around the country and will continue to be. And I'm going to say it again. The Red Cross doesn't want their blood. They want the blood of the people who build up natural antibodies. Those of you who aren't getting vaccinated, you are going to save the planet. Not that they want your blood. Let me tell you something. They don't want us to be of pure blood. The people that are fighting this, look, I'm no conspiracy theorist guy, but I know this. I know very clearly what's happening here when Dr. Fauci, the fraud, says we need 100% of the people to be vaccinated. Not just in America, around the world. So if America gets 100% vaccinated, we're still at risk. According to Fauci, I thought the vaccination stopped it. Nope. Doesn't. So anyway, this lady's asking the New York Times, Mar Gay, who's on the editorial board, you know, hey, look, all these people are afraid to go back to work. No, they're not. They've been incentivized to stay home. But their spin is they're afraid to go back to work. We talked earlier about teachers. Teachers are afraid of dying in the classrooms. Four teachers died on the same day in Florida. How many people died on the same day under same circumstances all across the country? And you never hear a report like that. Four children all died on the same day because of gun violence. Yeah. And notice I use gun violence because, yeah, the guns kill these kids. It wasn't the thugs who were doing drive-bys in these cities run by Democrats. Four black people killed today because of police brutality. No, had nothing to do with the thug who the cops got called to arrest, and he tried to attack the cop, or they all tried to attack the cop in one form or another. No, it had nothing to do with that. So what's funny, this lady's introducing it. Well, we've got the Delta variant, and this new variant I'll be talking about, we've already talked about it, but this new Mu variant. We've gone from the Delta variant, as I said earlier in the broadcast, to the Lambda variant, which nobody's talked about. We just kind of skip right over Lambda. It was like it was a small hurricane. It was just a tropical storm of variants. It never metastasized into a full-blown hurricane. And now we've got, dun-dun-dun-dun, the Mu variant. Moo. I don't think Chick-fil-A is going to like that. So we've got the dreaded Mu variant, and she's saying, with all these variants and all these things coming up, people are afraid to work. Really? Well, then why is it we have millions of Americans who go to work every day and do their jobs? Many unmasked, many unvaccinated. Maybe it's not quite the scary thought that this MSNBC host is trying to make out. Anyway, let's hear the rest of what Mara Gay had her response, because you're going to find out there's a world brewing out there between us versus them.
You know, I don't believe that the persuasion campaign to get Americans who are unvaccinated vaccinated should end. I do think that there is a majority of Americans who are saying to themselves, I am not going back to work or to school necessarily unless I know that those around me are vaccinated and are taking COVID seriously. And I think in some ways this is part of what is driving those numbers that you're talking about. A majority of Americans do actually fear this virus and understand the science. They respect it. They've taken steps to protect themselves and their families, and they have a healthy fear. And I think, you know, part of what needs to shift is we need to understand not only the anxieties of those who are vaccine hesitant or right. resistant, but we also need to have a healthy respect for everybody, first of all, but also for the lives and health of everybody else, because I think people have a right to be protected from the unvaccinated.
Nice. We have a new right. A new right. People have a right to be protected from the unvaccinated. Said nobody ever. Ever. I don't get a flu shot. I've never heard anybody say that. I've never gotten a hepatitis thing I don't know what all the communicable diseases are, but I haven't gotten any shots for any of them. And I've never heard anybody say that you have a right to be protected. I'll put it to you this way. I have a right to my rights. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That, again, was the New York Times editorial board person, Mara Gay, saying she believes that the reason why people aren't going to work is they're fearful. They are worried about getting this disease because the only place you can get it is at work. She says, and I love this part, the majority of Americans fear the virus, understand the science, and respect it. How does she know? The majority of Americans. I don't know either. But I would say this. Some Americans fear this virus. I think it's unwarranted fear because it's been hyped up. And some of us have a rightful fear of it because it's in the demographic. If I was under the age of 40 years old, I would have very little fear of this virus. And that's a lot of people. If you're under the age of 17, and I know there's 73 million of them, you have zero reason to fear this virus. So, you know, let's put it in perspective. If you're over 75, 80 years, 75 years old, yeah, you have a reason to fear it. I think at that age, you roll the dice and just say, you know, something's going to take me out. I mean, I've only got a certain number of years left, and that's just the way it is. That's how life works. But you can have what she calls a healthy fear. And I love how she said this. She says, the people who believe in the science and respect the science have taken the step to protect themselves because they have a healthy fear. But see, if you don't have that healthy fear, you have an unhealthy non-fear. You're unhealthy. You're sick in the head because you don't believe it. And she says, people have a right to protect themselves against you. Well, to what degree?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Four members of the Taliban who were swapped for Bo Bergdahl, a U.S. Army soldier held by the Taliban, now occupy positions in the new Afghan government. Florida Republican Congressman and former Green Beret Mike Walls, who led special operations to search for Bergdahl, shares his thoughts on what is happening in Afghanistan.
Every time I don't think this situation can get any worse, it does.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Since power companies are bringing the lights on in New Orleans, the city is ending its Hurricane Ida-related curfew. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing the decision today. Cantrell saying police will still patrol the areas that have no power. The curfew was implemented after Ida knocked out electricity to the entire city last week. You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Fauci is under fire after 900 pages of documents are obtained by The Intercept. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern time. It funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady, yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research.
President Biden welcoming labor leaders to the White House on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot of mandates for vaccines. Companies saying they're going to fire you without a vaccine. I know without your warp speed, these wouldn't have been here. You're an advocate of it. And Mo Brooks, who you endorsed the other day, he gets on stage, talks about moving ahead to 22. He gets held off the stage because we got to get to the bottom of it. But I want to get to the vaccines. And then we'll get to Mo. The vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, how do you stand on it, sir?
So, you know, you have to understand, I'm the one that got the FDA to do this in less than 9 months. It was going to take 5 years, probably not happen at all, and I got the vaccines, okay? And the vaccines do work, and they are effective. And here's my thing. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world. We could have had another Spanish flu. We could have had, you know, in 1917, close to 100 million people died, they say. But it was really bad. And now other countries are using our vaccines and, you know, tremendously successful. I also say, however, I'm a conservative person, and I say you have to maintain your flus. A lot of people don't want to take them.
Mm-hmm. There's a radio interview with Donald Trump, and he, you know, essentially talks about his Operation Warp Speed. You guys have heard me say, while I appreciate what Trump was trying to accomplish with Operation Warp Speed, showing that you can get the bureaucracy out of government to make things happen, he fell for the ruse. He was on the right track with hydroxychloroquine, and he chickened out. He abrogated his responsibility to America to say, look, if you want to, we may develop these vaccines, but I'm still going to recommend that people do this protocol of hydroxychloroquine with the vitamin regimen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I want to talk about the duplicitous nature of this Wu Flu nonsense. And I will prove to you, and I already have, by the way, if you go back and listen to this podcast anytime you want and give it to other people, because it is irrefutable, the things that I've talked about, the data, all of it. It may not be exactly right, but it's within, you know, the norms. And I promise you, I will get you the actual data and what's been talked about and prove anything that we've said on this particular program. Wu Flu is a scam. It's a ruse. And they're going to keep playing games with it until American people in the world say enough is enough. You know, France, people are marching right now. They threw in Canada, they threw something at Trudeau because of him wanting to do mandates. They threw rocks at him. I think it was little pebbles trying to hit him. It's not popular anywhere. France is revolting. My French adopted kid said they are dreading going back to France. They said because now it's they're mandating you get the shot to do anything. You can't make a living. You think these people are going to care that when 5 years from now people are dropping like flies? And let me tell you, Go watch the Bourne Identity, not the Bourne, the last one. I don't know what it's called, but that one I keep talking about. Go watch it. It is bad. I'm telling you, they can do whatever they want. Once they've impacted your DNA and given you this virus that had a suitcase that then opened itself up inside of your body, things are very different. Anyway, Trump goes on. He's critical of Joe Biden. And here, I want to play the rest of this clip. Can you get that ready? Because I want you to hear what he has to say about it. And then I want to talk about these other things that these people are doing. Because the government, this crooked, duplicitous government, has lied to us yet again. Yet again. And it's a big lie. It isn't a little lie. It's a big lie. So anyway, let me play the rest of this clip. We'll talk a little bit about that. Then we'll go into the lies surrounding yet another cure for this dreaded disease that they want to ridicule.
By the way, do you notice where it really surged big under Biden and nobody talks about that? If it ever surged big, it's right now, it's got, in some places, it's bigger than it was when it first came out, by far. And you don't ever hear that Biden's doing a terrible job. He has done a terrible job on COVID, just like he did on SARS. The H1N1, he called it N1H1. You remember that all the time?
Yeah,
you get it straight. H comes before N. I said, Joe, H comes before N. But the H1N1, a terrible job, but that was smaller potatoes at the time. But he did a very bad job there, and now he's doing a terrible job on COVID because it's starting to rage again. And if that were me, do you think they'd be writing front page stories? They would. We did an incredible job on it with the ventilators and getting the equipment. All the coverage were there. And then the big thing is the vaccines. So anyway, people have to have their freedoms, John, and I say it everywhere. I'm a believer in the vaccine strong. I am the one that you wouldn't have vaccines if it wasn't for me. And please, I love our people, so I want our people to take the vaccines. But at the same time, I have to tell you, you can't mandate it, you can't force it. And I don't think it's going to be necessary because this thing eventually is going away. And as people get it and recover, that's the ultimate vaccine, in a sense. You understand that?
Of course people understand that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You are the savior for this vaccine. The number of people, look, every one of us is our own little factory of fighting the SARS, and not SARS, the Wu flu in whatever form. Every one of us is our own factory. And some people, all of our bodies are uniquely fighting this virus. Uniquely so. If you've gotten it, you're fighting it a different way. Now, the body, the way that it goes about it, obviously the approach is the same. You know, it releases these soldiers, if you will, to go out, attack it, does what it needs to do. But it's all based on your little manufacturing plant, your chemical plant. And so while there's all these different variations of the Delta, you know, the Delta, the Lambda, the Mu, and whatever comes next, it doesn't matter. Because every one of us, the millions of people who've gotten this disease, and there's probably close to 80 million, I believe, that have gotten this disease in America, there are 80 million variants. Some are going to be so close to each other that it doesn't matter, but there are 80 million potential cures. And that is what saves us, and that is the science. And even if they continue to manufacture stuff and modify our DNA and these Chinese people do all this crazy nonsense, your body is still going to say, I'll fight it. I'll figure out a way. Now, can it be done? Can they do things where they can cut our lights out? Yes, they can. They can modify your DNA, give you a pill, and cut your lights out. But if you just let your body do what it's supposed to do, they can't impact you. I mean, not unless it's being sinister. I'm saying a natural occurrence of this isn't going to affect you. That's what Trump is saying. There's not a single legitimate expert who would go against that. Not one. Find me an epidemiologist or a virologist who says, no, no, the human body is fighting it. No, that's a horrible idea. It's a terrible idea. There's not one. Anyway, the thing that bugs me. There's hardly anything about this that the real experts have talked about that's legit. And I'll use the mask as a perfect example. Now, look, this is going to be broken record crap, but I want to make the bigger point. They claim to know more about this. We made masks that of what is your mask made of? It's a paper mask. More than likely, you bought it. It's a cheap one. Even if you had a cloth one, you may have made it. There's nobody that can argue that the particulate size of the Wu flu virus will fit through any mask. You know, if you can smell stuff through your mask, it's not working. Now, I won't argue with you that you don't, there's less spittle coming out of your mouth. But let's say nobody talked. All you did was breathe through your mask. Do you honestly believe that mask protects you? If I were to stick you in a room with that virus, 6 feet away from it, do you really believe that 6 feet is going to keep that virus away from you? The very same virus that you can walk through a restaurant, mask on, but you sit down and you can take it off. Or if you want to smoke or drink or have a bite of food, then it takes, Wu Flu takes a break. Look, you don't need science here. You just need a little common sense. None of this stuff is that they're proposing works. And of course, they wanted to convince us now that everything's good because the FDA has approved a vaccine or whatever. Go dig into that and see what it took to get that approved. The trickeration that happened with that. And then go look at all the unapproved drugs and vaccines that occurred. Why? Because the FDA got it wrong. And all these lawyers, you know,
Sokoloff Law Firm, if you took this, you know, medicine 2 years ago, join our class action lawsuit.
What do you think is going to be happening in 2 or 3 years when we start getting the real results of these, of the data, the real data, not paid off, and it's backed up by people dropping like flies that took the shot that shouldn't have died? And don't act like you don't know these people out there. There's youngsters that get the shot, die instantly. Many people that were healthy went in, died a day later. These are real tragedies that the Democrats don't want to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can tell you, if 100% of the people in the world were vaccinated, we wouldn't be having this conversation. There would not be an issue.
100% of the people in the world, world domination.
For a disease that kills less than 1% of the people, far less than 1% of the people. In some countries, you know what? It kills hardly anybody. Welcome back, everybody. You want to know, you want to follow the fraudy, woo flu, largesse, the money, the conspiracy, the racketeering? Let me tell you, I'll make it very simple for you. The poorer the country, the less they have this dreaded disease. It's that simple. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, Fauci the fraud says the new variant is not a threat. Not yet. Not yet. That's because people need to get the shot. See, once everybody gets a shot, then the new variants will become a threat. And then you got to get the boosters. But here's what he says. Remember, even when you have variants, that do diminish somewhat the efficacy of vaccines, the vaccines are still quite effective against variants of that time. That's what he says. He says, but he goes, he added in conclusion, telling Americans that health officials were, quote, keeping a very close eye on what happens with Mu, the new variation. See, folks, these cures and some preventatives that actually exist, Fauci doesn't want to talk about. The Fed doesn't want people to understand that, you know what, you don't have to fear this. You'll be okay. They got to have that fear, man. They got to make you believe that the sky is going to fall. Yeah. So people have to believe that the government can solve it. They don't want you to know that these other cures exist. From the moment that the Wu flu virus escaped that Wuhan lab, Democrats began their plan to bilk the public. And their strategy was very simple. Ignore all the real cures, even ridicule them. And the FDA had a tweet that proves my point. Here's what they tweeted. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all stop it. You know what they were talking about? Ivermectin. Americans are discouraged from using this, quote, horse dewormer. Pharmacists won't fill prescriptions for this human version of this horse dewormer. It's been synthesized. But don't think this is going to stop the CDC from using the meds for others. Because let me tell you, according to the CDC, ivermectin is part of the guidance plan to resettle refugees, including the Afghan refugees who were evacuated from Kabul amidst Joe Biden's chaotic evacuation. So ironically, these refugees are going to receive the horse dewormer that the U.S. federal government and mainstream media recommends vehemently that Americans not partake of. So Scuba Mike, he's a guy, he tweeted the CDC's guidance in this tweet. And he says this, guess who's getting ivermectin before they arrive? Afghanistan refugees. Now, why am I calling it a horse dewormer? Because that's what the CDC called it. The FDA called it a horse dewormer. Ivermectin has been used for deworming horses. But what the FDA doesn't tell you is that many of our current medications were found to have multiple medical purposes. I'll give you an example of one. There are articles all over the place to talk about what they found when they gave somebody one medication and then they went, wow, the side effect was it cleaned up their acne. Or the side effect was it got rid of gout. Or the side effect was whatever. So the most well-known of these is aspirin. Aspirin, yeah. The painkiller aspirin is also what? You already know. It's a good blood thinner. If you have a heart attack, you know what they tell you? Take an aspirin. Or if you want to prevent heart attacks, take low-dose aspirin because it'll keep your blood thin. It came. I don't know how it was discovered, but it was discovered. They were like, wow, people that take aspirin don't seem to have clotting issues. What about Propecia? Propecia was meant to treat enlarged prostates. So they were giving it to men as a preventative for prostate cancer. And what happened? They found out these guys grew hair. It grew your hair back. So Propecia became a male baldness thing. And here's the thing. It doesn't hurt you to take Propecia if you keep your prostate in check. So the benefit was, I'm not going to get into the dosages and all that. I don't need to micromanage this whole process. But the point is this. Medicines have multiple things that they can do, good and bad. The shot that they give you for the Wu flu has many, many bad side effects. There hasn't been much good that's come from it because you can still get the Wu flu. But what I can tell you is will clot you. It will enlarge your heart. It probably enlarges your prostate. They haven't checked that yet. In other words, there's not any good news on this thing at this stage. But there are many medications out there that have dual purpose, including ivermectin. There's a drug called amitriptyline, and it's an antidepressant. And it also can be used to treat migraines. It has a third purpose. Physicians have prescribed it for people who have trouble sleeping. So believe it or not, some drugs have not only the purpose they were intended, they have a second thing that's good, a third thing that's good. I go back to the Wu flu shot. It has no other, it doesn't even have a benefit of telling you you're not going to get the Wu flu. In fact, the prospect of you getting the Wu flu increases dramatically. If you've had it, the prospect of the adverse side effects increase dramatically. What are they? I've already told you. Bell's palsy, enlarged heart, blood clots, all kinds of breaking down of the brain, the blood-brain barrier, it could kill you. There's nothing good from this shot. Oh, and by the way, your blood is no longer pure, so you can't donate it. But no, they want to talk to you about ivermectin. They got to scare you.
These people are out there taking ivermectin.
It can, a medicine can have multiple purposes, and that's just the facts. And by the way, there are dozens of them. Dozens. But get this, Rolling Stone tried to dog the horse dewormer because they went, oh, who would be stupid enough to take a horse dewormer to fight the COVID? And they said people were dying from overdoses of this drug. But the story was a lie. Rolling Stone had to issue an update to a story that went viral about Oklahoma hospitals being overwhelmed by patients who overdosed on the drug ivermectin. Now, let me stop. I want you to understand, a drug that Joe Rogan took, others have been taking, that's proven effective against Wu flu. You would think we'd be embracing this. The scientists would say, let's take a look. This would be wonderful. This would be great news. But they're not doing it. And instead, they do a hatchet job. Hey, Rolling Stone, write this hit pit piece on ivermectin. Call it a horse dewormer. Let people know that only idiots, only Trump supporters, MAGA bands, as Acosta tries to call us, equating us to the Taliban, they would be the only ones to take this. The conspiracy theorists that think that we're all trying to kill people in the New World Order and get everybody to comply and take this drug. The drug that we are forcing people to take even if they telecommute. They never have to see any employees or kids that are learning through virtual learning. College kids. If you don't take the shot, you can't come to our college. So Rolling Stone published testimony from Dr. Jason McElier, told a local news station that hospitals were being overrun from patients overdosing with ivermectin, and it was causing other patients to have to wait for treatment. He said it was so bad that gunshot victims were being neglected. The ER is so backed up that gunshot victims were having hard times getting to facilities where they can get definitive care and be treated. That should have been your immediate tip-off right there. So it appeared in Oklahoma's KFOR news that was shared by reporters, including Rachel Maddow, who broadcast this nonsense. And so did the New York Daily News, Newsweek, The Guardian, and Insider, and many others. And you know what it was? It was a lie. They were distorting what is a real cure for this disease, all because they want to sensationalize. They don't want you to use what works. Pathetic hack job journalism.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.